Coming to you live on top of the press box here at Lumen Christi High School. And we're just hoping we don't get blown off the top here, Brian. It's a windy night. And I guess this weather kind of plays into the hands of these two team styles because we're not going to see a lot of throwing we at least don't expect to see anyway.
Yeah, you would think on a windy night like tonight we'd be talking about how that's going to affect the offenses. You're right, Steve. I don't think it does. I know this. I had an extra Titan dog before the game just to kind of weigh myself down because it is windy up on the perch.
Yeah, and you'll hear that kind of interrupting the signal from time to time, or at least you'll hear it in the microphones. But it's all part of the painting the picture of a little bit of a hazy sky night. Of course, you can see the moon has that view that maybe says it's going to rain tomorrow. The weather forecast says that too. And what we think is breezy right now is going to feel light compared to what we expect tomorrow. But it's high school football tonight. The Lumen Christi Titans hosting Hudson, the Tigers, tonight. And Brian, first ever matchup between these two teams as far as my research shows.
Yeah, and Steve, it feels to me like are we at the state semifinals already? Or because it sure has that kind of feel. There's tailgaters in the we have RVs. I might stop by and talk to some of the Hudson folk too.
Yeah, and it's bringing out big numbers. The Hudson stands packed full, and we've got a whole lineup along the ramps and the fences. I think will be jam packed tonight as we get closer to game time. The Lumen Christi marching band on the field, and this is a matchup of two very good programs. This is a Hudson team that are defending state champions in Division 8. And apparently six or so too many students to stay in Division 8. They're in Division 7 this year against the Lumen Christi Titans. And we don't have to tell you their title record. They're probably about due this year to add another championship banner.
Yeah, and we talk all the time about just the aura around Lumen Christi football and how there's an intimidation factor, quite frankly, for some area teams. I don't think we're getting that tonight with Hudson. You don't go to Ford Field, win a state title, come back scared of anybody.
Yeah, so I think the Tigers and the Titans are ready. Both teams have that same idea, like we got to go out and play our best game tonight and show them what we got. And I think, yeah, we're going to get the best out of these. Titans coming off a win last week. We were here for that. Homer, 41-7 win for the Titans, and really dominant. That 7 points came on Homer's very first play, and they never really threatened again until late in the game in garbage time. Seven straight wins now for the Titans after an 0-3 start. And, they're just playing Titan football. They're doing what Lumen Christi does, playing their best football here in the postseason. Meanwhile, Hudson 9-1 on the year. They lost their final regular season game against an unbeaten Clinton team who's still playing tonight too. So they're going to be a threat for whoever they face. And Hudson had a tough matchup with them. 32-26 was the final in that one. But we mentioned Hudson last season 14-0, excuse me, and beat Beale City in the championship game to take home the hardware. So
a lot of skill players coming back on this Hudson team too. A couple of the Hudson people I talked to were worried a little bit coming this season, wondering they lost a lot on the line.
Yeah.
But I've been told that the line has held up really well. And with all those skill players coming back, I think they think that this could be another team that punches their ticket to Detroit again.
And a thing that seems to bode well for football programs is they have a lot of crossover with their wrestling program.
Yeah, 8 state qualifiers on this team, and you know, you see that all the time, especially in the trenches. You get those wrestlers, they just know how to use their hands and the quickness and get leverage, and you know, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a great battle, I think, Steve.
Yeah, Hudson here off the back of a 50-13 win over Union City last week, and so a little road game here for the Tigers against the Lumen Christi Titans, and we are getting close to game time. I want to say thank you to a couple of sponsors on the game tonight, particularly Cook Foundation and Flatwork. Appreciate them getting on board for the broadcast tonight. And, of course, Fuller's ChemDry, the player of the game sponsor here for the football season. And, of course, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, our presenting sponsor for the entirety of our playoff coverage. And we hope it lasts for weeks to come. Also in action tonight, Jackson High is at Mason, a rematch from a game that Mason won earlier in the season. And also from the area, Napoleon, hosting Manchester tonight, a Cascades Conference game for the district championship there, where the Pirates will be a heavy favorite to stay unbeaten and move on. But you got to handle your business, and Manchester has been playing well late in the season. So let's take a 3-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll get ready for the kickoff. It's the Lumen Christi Titans and the Hudson Tigers live tonight on WKHM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Fall back into fitness and fun at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. After-school programs are back. Choose from swimming, rock wall climbing, or a new cooking class. Youth sports include soccer, flag football, and tumbling. And check out the new youth sports conditioning and Tai Chi classes. Adults can get in on the fun with the new flag football program for ages 18 and up. For more information and to sign up, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
Pro Logo is your hometown source for school spirit wear, team gear, corporate apparel, promotional products, and more. See what they can do for you now at ProLogo1.com. Pro Logo offers great name brand products like Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, and more. Pro Logo also offers promotional products, including logoed golf balls. For fast and friendly service, visit Pro Logo at 2621 Wildwood Avenue. Call 787-9178 or visit ProLogo1.com. Good luck and go Titans.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor, atop the press box here at Lumen Christi High School. And I'll tell you what, it actually feels really cozy tonight. I think the weather is great, and I think we've been blessed with that all year long, Brian. Pretty excited for what we've had for weather to keep us going for these football games. A lot of these playoff games can be cold, rainy, wet, freezing rain, snow. Tonight, excellent weather for these two teams to go out and play their best game.
Yeah, I love you, Steve, but you tell me it's in November and we're going to be on top of the Lumen press box, I'd tell you, hey, have fun with that call. Good luck. I'll be listening to you. But you're right, it's very nice. Just sweatshirt weather. Great football weather.
Excellent football weather. Yeah, these guys are going to be glad for that. And I love it because it doesn't – I mean, maybe the wind affects a few things, but, you know, you don't like to have a rainy or snowy game where you feel like one team doesn't – they can't put their best game on when it comes to the playoffs. So tonight I think we're going to get the best shot for both of these teams. Titans will return, and we're ready to go here. Opening kick, and just one guy deep, and they squib it right down the front. And at the 50 – Joe Lathers falls on it, and he'll be seeing the football quite a bit. Joe Lathers, the fine quarterback here for Lumen Christi.
You could tell Lumen Christi was ready for that squib. They had, like you said, only one man back, and everybody, including Lathers, quarterback, hands team up there in the front.
Yeah, Lathers holds on to the football pretty well. I think there were a couple turnovers, and I may, from memory, give him a fumble for that New Lothrop game, but for the most part, he's been pretty reliable with the football.
Yeah. Even Gabe King would say, hey, those are good hands, Lathers.
Gabe King split out wide here. Big set, though, with Lathers out of a shotgun. A different look than what we usually see. And it's just going to be a QB run, kind of a QB sprint play. And he's going to get into Hudson territory at the 47-yard line and put on the 48. That's not a great spot, but 2 yards on the carry, essentially. And second down and eight for the Titans. We're underway here in the first half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Shout out to Mark Konopacki, as I know he's a football fan. He might be checking out that Jackson High game tonight on K105.3, but he's listening all the time. And now Lathers under center. Single back as Derek Walker pitches out to him. Cuts it up the field and out to the... just maybe short of the 40 by a couple inches. But because they were short of the 50 on that, looking for a signal, and they are going to say third down and short, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you can do all the scouting you want if you're Hudson, but all of a sudden you're looking down the barrel at, you know, whether it's Luke Smith, Connor Burkepile, those, you got to figure out ways to get around those linemen.
Joe Lathers with the QB keep to move the chains here. Gets it over the 40 to the 39 and continue to turn those legs. Let's wait for the spot. It's definitely a first down. And I imagine it's going to be right at that 39-yard line spot. And the officials out there, and that is where they'll mark it.
Anybody that watches a lot of NFL football knows that Tom Brady is kind of known as been one of the best QB sneakers around, and Lathers definitely has to be mentioned in that, in the high school area. Hard to bring down for 1 yard.
Yeah, so two Lathers runs, and we got a first down here. Lathers hands off on first and 10. Derek Walker into a pile, and this is a scrum right there. He's going to get about two again on first down for the Titans to bring up second down and eight. They'll give him three, a little forward progress out to the 36. So we'll call second and seven here. 10 minutes and 4 seconds. We're scoreless, just underway here on Crowley Field at Lumen Christi High School as the Titans and the Hudson Tigers matching up here.
Steve, both these teams, as we said, do power runs, but we also see Lumen get big runs, too. It's not just 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Oh, a little mishandle on the snap. Lathers has to go down to the ground to get it. He tries to get up and advance it, but his knee touched, so he's down, and that'll make it third down and about seven. Just a little mishandled snap, and Lathers did the wise thing and made sure he had the football, and his knee hit down, and Titans will see a third and eight, and Hudson's got to feel like this is an opportunity for them to get this defense off the field and get to their offense.
And you feel like a lot of times this would be a passing down, but here at the Hudson 37-yard line, this might be still four down territory, so this could still be two runs.
Back to throw, and then Lathers pulls it down and runs. He's got room. He's going to get to the first down marker and then some to the 25. Hit from behind to the 23. So I don't know if that was just a delayed QB run or if he did intend to pass and just saw the green. But once he escaped the pocket, Brian, there was nothing but open space.
Yeah, I got to believe that was a design quarterback draw. They spread out the field and had that fullback there still kind of as his blocker.
So nice run by Lathers. Another first down for the Titans from the Hudson, I guess that looks like 24-yard line. 8:43 to play first quarter. We're scoreless. Titans on their first possession. And there's an inside draw to Derek Walker, and he's going to get past the 20 down to the 16 before he's stopped. And we'll say that's about 8 yards on first down, second and two.
That's one thing that's fun about Lumen Christi football is, you know, you can think, again, you know they want to run it. You know they're going to run it. But can you stop it? And I think it's just easier to said than to do.
Yeah, 8:13 and the clock running down on this first possession. Titans in the red zone. They need about 3.5 for a first down here. Lathers in the shotgun. And Cadell Williams goes in motion, takes the sweep play, and gets to the first down marker. Cut sideways to the 10, leans forward to the 9. Cadell Williams brought down, but it's another first down for the Titans, and this time goal to go. Under 8 minutes to play, and the Titans' first drive has been efficient. They will mark that right on the 10. So again, not a favorable spot, but not a bad one.
Yeah, and Cadell Williams kind of gives Lumen that little more of the lightning punch. To, you know, you look at Lathers and Walker, kind of more power runners.
And Walker's on a little counter play. He's going to slam into the line, and he's going to get a yard, maybe two. Keeps working, but a good tackle by the Hudson D-line. And let's give it up for number 68 on the play there is Kellex Campbell, senior.
Yeah, we don't see Walker being grabbed like that and thrown down by one man ever. Yeah. And Campbell, that was a man's tackle.
So they really do just give him a yard. Second goal from the nine. As we tick down towards 7 minutes to go here in our first quarter of action. That's kind of a little offset eye. Walker is the deep back, and Connor Smith switch sides, heavy side right. They go that way with Walker to the end, now cuts it upfield, and near the end zone, trying to back it in, looking for a signal. And there it is, touchdown Titans. And the Titans just loaded up that heavy side, right side, and handed off to Walker. He just finds his place to turn it up as he usually does, pick the right spot into the end zone, and it's 6-0 Lumen Christi with 6:44 to go in the first quarter.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was big Keegan Grandy there for Lumen that as Walker was kind of stood up at the goal line, Grandy came in and gave him that push.
Salazar in to kick. Timmy Crowley to hold. There's a snap, hold is down, kick is up. Extra point's good. And it's 7-0 Titans. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and the Titans will kick it off to Hudson when we come back on WKHM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after the Titans opening score, 7-0 lead for Lumen in the first quarter. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. A kickoff coming for Salazar. Hudson deep to return. Salazar was kicking him right through the end zone last week. This time he's going into the fan. It's going to hold it up and field it at the 5. Hudson on the return. Tiptoes through the line, gets it out to the 25 before he's stopped down. And on the carry there, the return, rather, Brennan Marshall.
Yeah, Steve, so in my talks with the Hudson people, two quarterbacks, which sometimes, you know, people don't say if you have two, you don't really have one, but we have one running kind of specialist and one passing specialist. But they did say that they think there's going to be some mix-ups.
And they always go, they go with this big lined up set with a couple backs, a little misdirection, and you may never know who has it, but on the opening handoff, the give is to Brendan Akers, senior running back. He's going to get 3 and call it second down and 7 for Hudson. 6:21 to play first quarter. They trail 7-0. Now a shotgun and another quick give. Little runoff tackle. Stand on his feet. Good balance after breaking away from a tackle. He's going to carry it out to about the 35 and make it third down and 1 for Hudson on the carry there.
Right down by Garrett Slider. Brings up 31.
Easton Stratum.
Yeah. Easton Stratman.
Yep. Stratman.
And so third down and short, and Hudson not taking a lot of time in the huddle. Another big set, and they give it to the fullback. Titans grab him. I think he's going to get no gain there. So on third and short, they stop him.
Steve, this is kind of Hudson football right here, and almost always they just go for things. They know they have four downs to get it, that power run game. I definitely expect them to line up and go for this here.
And they did give him a little bit of gain, so we'll call it fourth and about a yard, or less than a yard. And that was Akers on the carry again. 5:18 to play first quarter. Hudson sets up in that big set. And it's QB sneak, and we're going to have movement before the snap. And that's going to be a false start against Hudson, and they'll have to punt it away. We expect, I guess, that's a five-yard penalty. Let's confirm it.
Looks like there's a personnel change, what I'm assuming is a punt. Lumen's bringing their punt return unit out.
That'll get Gabe King back there to return, standing near the 30-yard line in Lumen territory. Hudson does line up for a punt. And he's going to go back to about the 15-yard line as the clock runs down toward 5 minutes. Good snap, kick is away, and it's a nice boot.
Whoa.
It's going to get back pedal for Gabe King. And he's chased out and tackled immediately. Great special teams effort on the play by Brennan Marshall. And the Titans will take it inside their own 25-yard line. So, I mean, if you're going to have to punt, that's how you do it. Great punt.
Yeah, that is with the wind, but that's the best punt we've seen this season by anybody.
And really great coverage, too, to get down there because Gabe King can be slippery. But to bring him down with the first guy in the open field, that's a nice tackle. And they marked that on the 22-yard line. First and 10 for Lumen with 5 minutes to play in our opening quarter. They lead 7-0. They can add to it here. Didn't face a lot of... They had a one-third down play, and it was a third and short on that last possession. No, that's not true. They did have the third and longer. This time they go to Walker on first down, and he kind of disappeared behind the line, and then he emerged through the hole. And again, they're doing a good job of stopping the run on first down. Just 2.5, maybe 3 yards on the play for Lumen. Make it second down and three. Or excuse me, second down and seven after the 3 yard carry. But Lumen's been able to do some different things on third down and make, or second down, excuse me, and make those third downs manageable.
Yeah, they're definitely staying ahead of the chains. Manageable downs. You said he was hiding behind the line. That's easy to do with Aiden Pastoriza and Connor Smith.
Luke Smith out here on the right side. They give his play action fake to Walker and a bootleg by Lather. Still on his feet at the 40. 50 into Hudson territory. Cuts it inside at the 40 to the 39. And a big game by Lathers. Everybody bought the play action fake, and the naked bootleg run for Lathers goes for a big gain, and they go down to the Hudson 39-yard line.
That faked the entire Hudson defense and both you and I out, too.
It did look like it might go to Walker for a moment, but Lather's great fake and then just a lot of green to run over. And then when he broke the tackle, the one guy who had a chance to harness that before it got to be a big play, Joel Lather's got past him, and now they go with that quick set to the line. Walker goes left side, breaks a tackle, cuts it upfield in the middle, and he's down to the 30, to the 25, 26 might be the spot, but a good gain of about 14 yards on first down for Walker there. 3:45 to play in the first, and Lumen quickly back into striking distance in Hudson territory.
I'm sure if you asked any of the Lumen Christi coaches how they'd like this game to start, they would say like this.
Yeah.
Because offensively, chunk runs, defense quick three and out. Right now, Hudson doesn't look like they have an answer. We've seen that before. Teams will adjust.
Lathers under center. Walker is the back, but he gives it to the fullback. Davion Franklin out to the 20, maybe the 19. They are going to mark it right on the 20. So 6 yards on first down. We'll call it second and four. 3:08 to play in the first quarter. And the Titans on the run again. Davion Franklin with his first carry for a nice game.
Yeah, Franklin's a tough runner. You know, I'm sure you're watching film, you think, okay, you stop Lather, stop Walker, and then all of a sudden you have Franklin to worry about, Cadell Williams, and a lot of weapons.
Williams is split out left. Well, sort of a wing position there. He goes in motion, and Lathers gives it to him, coming across on the sweep. Breaks a tackle at the 20, into the 10, cuts past the guy, jukes two guys at the 5. Brought down Cadell Williams with a nifty run there. And just those cuts, juked out a couple guys in two different spots to give himself probably an extra 5 yards at the end of the run. First and goal for the Titans in the five at the 5 yard line.
Yeah, you think Lumen came out wanting to make sure they established this run? That was offensive play number 16 between the two drives, and it's 16 runs to zero passes.
2:17 to play as it's ticking down toward the end of the first quarter. All Titans right now, chance to score again before we end our first period. Gives to Franklin on an inside dive, and he comes across, and the Hudson team stacks that play up, and they're going to push him back to the 9. Forward Progress is going to have him at the 4, second and goal for Lumen.
Well, we've seen Lumen go a whole quarter without a pass before, and with 1:47 to go in this first quarter, we might see it again.
And if they score a second touchdown here, we might not see a pass all night. Because a two-score lead for Lumen feels very safe, even this early point in the game. Hudson's going to have to adjust quickly. And, boy, Brian, as I glance around at the crowd here, it is standing room only at Lumen Christi High School. And they give it to Derek Walker on a little bit of a pitch out. He gets to the line and leans in. They stuffed him at the line, but it looks like he just broke the plane. And another Lumen touchdown. Derek Walker into the end zone. 13-0 Titans with a minute 17 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, when you get a battle of two teams with similar styles offensively that just want to run the ball, that 14-0 lead just, it feels bigger than what it is even. I say 14-0, still 13. It's still Andrew Salazar, but we know him as Mr. Automatic as long as there's a good snap.
Snap and a hold, kick is up, and that's good for Salazar. 14-0, Lumen Christi. And we'll take another 30-second commercial break. We got a kick coming when we return on WKHM.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, 14-0 Lumen Christi. Here in the first quarter still, they got 77 seconds before we'll call it an end to our first period. And all Titans so far.
Super math skills, Steve.
Salazar's got it teed up. There's a kick. It's a low liner. That's going to squib and bounce all the way to the return guy at the 9. And on the run, slides a little bit. So they'll get it at the 23 after he kind of slides down on his own. Titans were there to cover him up. On the return, Ken and Mary.
Yeah, for any Hudson fans, that Mary name is a popular one in the Hudson sports lure. Fantastic basketball player, Andy Mary, and football player. Teacher now at Michigan Center.
Minute 13 on the clock, shotgun here, and a handoff on a sweep play. And that one's going to go for about 2 yards on first down, second and 8 for Hudson. And on the carry there was Easton Stratman.
I think this is a tough time for when you're a Hudson coaching staff because you know, it's still first quarter. You can't just abandon what you do. But yet, so far, no success, and you're down 14-0. So at what point do you have to say, okay, well, we're going to have to open this playbook up a bit?
They come out of a shotgun, and it's another sweep play. This time to the left, and this time for a gain. Stratman able to carry that out to the 40, about 12 yards. On second down, and the first Hudson first down of the game. And now they may be starting to get a little loose here. Hudson offense looking to get something going. 33 seconds on the first quarter clock here. 14-0 Lumen lead.
We don't have the measurables, but Stroutman's a big cat.
And now looking to throw on first down, and it's out to the flat, caught. It's a little wide receiver out route, caught and hit immediately. And on the tackle there was Aiden Pastoriza. And the receiver on the play for Hudson, Ambrose Horwath.
Another Hudson name.
Give him about 3 yards on that play, second and 7. We reached the end of the first quarter, and the Titans lead 14-0. We're back in 60 seconds with a second quarter on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a one-item pizza with bread for only $15.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on this game brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, and a snap on 2nd and 7 here for Hudson, and the Titans close that down quickly. Just a little handoff play trying to go to the outside and brought down right away on the carry, Brennan Akers.
And that was Lathers, the do-it-all everything guy for Lumen Christi.
Swiss Army knife.
If Hudson coaching staff's listening to me, they might want to know, scrap anything outside slow developing runs. That's not going to work against Lumen.
Third down and about 9 here after the loss. Back to pass. Looking downfield. He's going up the seam to the sideline. Joe Lathers might have picked that up. He did. Interception Lathers at the sideline. First down Lumen. And the defense steps up with a turnover. 14-0 lead, and now they get the football back. Just when it appeared that Hudson had a little momentum on the offense, is snatched away by Joe Lathers.
We mentioned Joe Lathers' hands on the kick recovery. How about his hands right there, Steve? That was right at the sideline, got his foot down, but made a great snag just right in front of the Hudson receiver.
Yeah, I was worried if the receiver caught it, there was no way he could stay in bounds. Now, I didn't think Lathers had a single chance to intercept it and stay in bounds, but that's the call, and the Titans have it on the Hudson 48-yard line. 11:21 to play in the first half. Brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning tonight. Under center, Lathers pitches out to Walker, going to the left side. Looks to turn it up, and the defense right there, and they got him for no gain. Good Hudson defense. They need to stand up with a big defensive stand here if they want to get that football back. Another score would be devastating.
Yeah, tackle there by Jacob Pickford was the first one there. Yeah, I tell you, if you're backup quarterback Timmy Crowley, you might say, hey, look at Lathers' hands. Let's throw him out at receiver. Let me QB.
End of one at Mason, Brian, and believe it or not, scoreless. Jackson High and Mason.
No, I don't believe that. Because we saw Mason with our own two eyes, and keeping them scoreless for a quarter is something.
Lathers under center. Lone back is Walker. Two receivers to the right. And there's a handoff to Walker. Little dive play is going to go past the 45 to the 43. On first down, that's about 5 yards, 2nd and 5. Ooh, that spot's back a little bit, so we'll call it, 3rd down and 6.
Steve, you and I call a lot of games, whether it's football, basketball, or whatever, and a lot of games we do, things just look easier for one team than another sometimes on an offensive end, even in basketball. Right now, things just look easy for Lumen Christi, where Hudson, everything looks labored.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it takes a lot of practice to make it look that easy, but certainly the Titans have been the crisper offensive team who looks more capable of making gains. Lathers looking to throw on 3rd down, and he passes over to Gabe King by the sideline. Just found some space. Gabe King, of course, catches it and pushed out of bounds at the 37. Good enough for a first down for the Titans.
We thought we might go a half without seeing a pass, or maybe even the game if they had a big lead, but I suppose that they use that pass every now and then to set up their run.
Yeah, and we know you got Gabe King out there. Yeah, make sure you go use that weapon in your arsenal.
Yeah, it's like a handoff.
1st and 10, and they do say the 37-yard line here. 9:43 to play in the half. handoff is to Walker, and bounces outside, then cuts it in.
Walker, the ball
carries out to the 31. Let's call it 6 yards on first down, second and four.
You know, I call Walker a power runner, but that might not be fair because he does have some good feet, and he will make that one good jump cut. And so it's not like he's just running you over. He has some moves, too. But he does like to go north and south.
Clock's counting down to about 9 minutes in our first half of action. And all tight so far, 14-0 lead at home. And a handoff to Davion Franklin, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage and carries it down to the 26. That's enough for a first down for the Titans. First and 10, we'll say he had about 7 yards on the carry.
And boy, it truly has been a dream start for Lumen Christie and a nightmare start for the Hudson Tigers.
8:43, and the clock runs here toward halftime. All Titans coming up to the line of scrimmage. Lathers under center, Franklin and Walker in behind him. Fakes it to both, keeps for Lathers, cuts it up the seam. He's got some room at the 10, 5, touchdown Lathers! Wasn't really a bootleg so much as just an inside run, and when he had well-blocked lanes, Lathers turned on the jets and nobody touched him, straight to pay dirt. The 26-yard touchdown run for Joe Lathers, and the Titans lead it 20-0.
You're right, Steve. There was one Hudson defender there, and I suppose to use a basketball analogy, he just broke his ankles. He kind of caught him leaning the wrong way, cut back, and easy run into for six.
Joe Lathers, a guy who's had a great season like him, maybe saving his best for right now. Interception, great tackles on defense, big runs, and now a touchdown, and ready to put his team up by 3 scores. Extra point pending here. PAT, it's a little low, but it still looks like he got through it, and that's what the officials say. 21-0, Lumen Christie. 30-second commercial break. We've got a kickoff when we come back at WKHM.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle Brian Haynes, the professor. 8:25 to play in the first half, and the Titans now lead 21-0. Stinks. Outlook has gone from bad to worse here for Hudson after the interception. Salazar's kickoff is going to be a high end over end, drifting toward this 4-yard line, and a little reverse by the Hudson return guys, and now cuts it up the hole. Stopped for a moment, slowed him down, and grabbing that jersey. We got a flag coming in late in the play. And he carries it out to about the 27-yard line, and we'll see what the flag is for.
I think we're going to be adding 15. Oh,
lock
no,
in the back.
I thought they were going to get him for a horse collar.
Yeah, two different guys grabbed his jersey, but all jersey apparently, and a block in the back by Hudson is going to move him backwards 10 yards. And that's no good when you need a big moment, and that looked like they were close to breaking that open for a big gain on the return, and instead they'll see themselves playing with their worst field position yet from their own 8-yard line. 8:15 on our first half clock. Our first half always brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Online at MinutemanSewer.com.
I can't wait till the first drain I can't open, and I'm going to call them and see if that's true because I believe it to be true.
Yeah. You're just trying to plug a drain as bad as they've ever seen.
Been done.
Up to the line. There's a handoff getting to the outside. And well blocked, but well defended too. Lumen would not let him go, stretch that play out, and we'll give him about 6 inches on first down. Second and 9 for Hudson. And on that carry again, I think Easton Strotman.
Yeah, you know, truthfully, this just is not a great matchup for Hudson because they just like to do these dive plays into the line, and Lumen's strength, definitely that defensive line.
Second down, and now they do kind of a counter play and got a good gain, but hit hard at the end of it. Connor Smith coming through with a big stick, and it looks like on the carry was Brennan Marshall. And third and six here is the official number. It looks like 5.5.
When you're a ball carrier for the opponent, you don't want to see double digits coming at you because that's one of the Smiths, either 77 Luke or 99 Connor, and both of them will lay the lumber.
7:11 on the clock, and on third down, inside play. No, they get it outside to Marshall, and he's going to get it out close to that first down marker. He's going to be short by about a yard or two, but a little misdirection play that fooled a lot of us, and it was Brennan Marshall on the carry, and it's fourth down and one.
And they'll be going for it, and this is, I mean, this is, it's in the second quarter. Can you say this is the ball game? But can you imagine if they don't make it? You know Lumen's going to score likely and be 28-0.
You have to feel like if Lumen were to take over on the 19-yard line, or the 18, excuse me, right now, they would be able to put this in before the end of the half for sure, and then maybe even get a chance at another score here. 21-0 Titans as the Hudson breaks the huddle here. Stay in the offensive lead, staying on the field for this fourth and short. We saw a QB sneak last time, and now we're going to time out from Hudson. Maybe just wanted to see how the Titans lined up. Timeout on the field. 60-second commercial break. We're back with more coming up on WKHM.
Flu season is upon us, and the pharmacists at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy are here to help keep you and your family protected. We're now offering flu shots for all ages. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are still welcome. Call us today to learn more. 517-750-2180.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwschools.org. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth down and short here. The Hudson offense comes from the sideline. Now out of a huddle. We get the 4-3 defense here by the Titans. Big set here for Hudson. And the give is, no, kept by the QB. Gets to the edge. He's got the first down. For a moment, it looked uncertain, but just a little bootleg play. And Cannon Mary is able to carry it to the sideline. First down for Hudson. Feels big and exciting. Still trailing 21-0, but if you give it back to Lumen that deep, you're really facing some trouble there. They come up to the line quickly. And quick play in motion. They go to the outside again. It's Marshall trying to get to the edge. Turns it upfield. He's going to get to the 25. Should be good enough for 3 yards on first down, maybe 4 second, and we'll call it 6.5. Under 6 minutes now at 5:42. 21-0 lead for Lumen Christi in the first half. And Hudson still deep in their own end. They started down on the 9-yard line and have at least gotten it out to the 25 here. Second down and six and a half play. Shotgun here for Mary. And he gives it on the sweep. Out to the outside and looking to cut it up, but nothing there. Smothered as he gets close to the line of scrimmage. On the carry on that play was Brendan Akers.
And Steve, there again, that just kind of slow developing. You know, if you do one fake and then give it out somebody wide, it's just hard to. The Lumen Christi outside is fast and strong, and it's hard to beat them.
And this is not to disparage the Hudson runners by any stretch. It's really to point at how good Derek Walker is. When you see the way he cuts up, when he decides to turn that play upfield versus when Akers did, it's just a faster version of it. And a nice throw and catch. Wow. Rolling out to throw down the field. We're going to get about 18 on the play. receiver on the play was Logan Ryan, caught and immediately smashed by Cadell Williams, but held on and a nice gain. And Hudson, lo and behold, we're out here at the 39-yard line, and the drive continues with 4:35 to play here in the first half.
You're right, Steve. That was a great catch because Williams was there right as the ball arrived, and he managed to hang on.
A little slow to develop. Multiple fake play. Now running out, rolling out. Has a man downfield. Caught! Hudson going into the playbook. Well-executed play-action fake. Throwing in an awkward way, but a good enough arm to get it downfield. Caught at the 36-yard line now in Lumen territory. Hudson in business still. Cannon Mary making the throw. And caught down there by Ambrose Horwath.
And, you know, was that Mary or was that their – I think they might have their thrower in. We talked about the two-quarterback system.
This time it's a handoff on first and 10. And he might get a yard with forward progress, maybe two. They're going to put that right at about the 35-yard line. Second down and 9, we'll call it. And I think that give was to Strotman. Well, you know, Brian, I'm fairly certain it was Cannon Mary who made that throw.
Okay, and now they brought in
a little pistol form here. Pitch out to Strotman. Has a little room to run. Here comes the secondary, and he slides down to the 30. We had a flag coming inward. I'd expect that to be a holding call. So Strotman took it down to near the 30, which would have set up third down and about 3, but I expect it's going to be about 10 yards less than that. And they're going to say the spot of the foul was at the 33-yard line, and so they'll march it off from there.
And, man, if you're a Hudson fan and you get kind of getting excited, you got a little something cooking, and then that big holding penalty.
So they're making second down and about 16, and we'll see what Hudson's got in the playbook for this one. Really, they've run a couple of nice plays here on this drive, little tricky pass plays, and found some softness in the Lumen secondary and really not holding the football very long because we know that's not a good thing to happen. And it is Anthony Arredondo in now looking to throw. Runs into his own guy, sets up a little bit of a screen. Knocked down. They had a man, but coming through making a nice play is Joe Lathers. Believe it or not, Joe Lathers makes a good play.
And if you're Arredondo, you do not want to just throw it out for grabs off your back foot. That's going to be trouble.
Yeah, he ran into one of his own guys. A little bit of difficulty getting back, but they were setting up the screen, and he threw it right. Sometimes that screen goes in the middle of some defense, and in that case, Joe Lathers comes over and gets a hand on it. Not enough to catch it, but it sets up a third and 17 here for Hudson. And it is Mary in the backfield, and he's looking to throw, rolling out. Now comes back across the field to Strotman, and he drops it. And they do whistle it dead. For a moment, they thought maybe a backwards pass that they could have picked up, but instead it brings up 4th and 17. And we'll see what Hudson does on this play. 2:52 to play in the first half, and it's 21 to nothing. Titans. Hudson having one of their better drives of the game, the best drive they've had so far in this game, but looking to stall after a holding penalty.
Yeah, and here you have a 3rd and 16, and you have to almost run a screen play. That's how dominating Lumen Christie's defensive line is. You can't drop back. You have, what, 1.5, 2 seconds tops to throw?
Yeah.
They're going for it.
And it's Arredondo running back. He has a little bit of time throwing downfield. You can see a good arm into triple coverage. Caught! Cadell Williams intercepts. And on the run back, he's out to the 32. Cadell Williams, I said caught, and you might have thought maybe it was the receiver, but no. Triple coverage back there, and Cadell Williams catches that interception, second one of the game for Lumen, and they shut down the homer, or the Hudson drive, rather, and it's 21-0 Titans with a football back. It's still 2:41 to go before we reach the halftime.
Yeah, Hudson finally had a little time there. Arredondo had a couple seconds to step into that throw, but good coverage that time. Cadell Williams coming up with it.
6:07 to go in the first half at Mason, and the Vikings lead it 6-0 against the undefeated Mason Bulldogs, a team that had a running clock for much of the second half against Jackson in that first meeting. Lathers under center. They stack it up on the left side. Mishandled snap. Lathers picks it up, and he'll get a yard. But another bad snap, and if Hudson could jump on one of those, that might help him out. But it's just going to make it 2nd and 9. With 2:28 to go, and it gets the clock running as we head toward halftime. You know, Brian, talking about that matchup with Mason and Jackson, I think we even thought if Jackson could have avoided the turnovers, that game would have been much closer.
That's true, but we also were very impressed with the Mason football team as a whole. Just the size, the speed. You know, we thought that was a state title contender right there that we were looking at.
Still a lot of football to be played over there, but good to see the Vikings out to an early lead. Lathers coming out. It looks like they may be running what they were going to run on the last play. He pitches out to Walker, upfield now, and nice strong tackle to get him down. At the 40, Walker was on his horse, ready to go. And Hudson player able to just reach out and kind of pull him down.
Yeah, that's Austin Mary for Hudson. One of the 3 or 4 Mary kids.
3rd down and 3 for Lumen with 1.5 minutes to play in the first half. For Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Mark Konopacki and the team at Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. 3rd down. 1:20. Handoff is to Walker. He looks for a hole on the right side, and he's going to get stopped, but if that spot is where they put it, that should be a 1st down. Give him 3 yards on the play. Now he moved over a little bit.
They're going to get a measure. Oh, they're just saying it's 4th down.
It's 4th down.
Or are they calling for a measurement?
Nope, saying 1st down. I'll tell you what, from where that stick is at and where that football was spotted, it does not look like that was a 1st down distance, but we'll let the MHSAA official make the call. He's down on the field, we're not. And with 1:14 to go and ticking, 21-0 Titans, and it's a fresh set of downs at their own 43-yard line.
And as it gets near 1 minute here, Lumen seemingly no hurry.
The other side of Shaka, now he moves up. They shift the whole line. Offset eye. And Walker, play action, looking to throw his Lathers down the field. And in and out of the hands of the defense, looking for Connor Smith in the middle of the field, it looks like. Maybe misunderstanding on the route even. But Hudson had a chance at it, Arredondo, and it bounces out of his hands and incomplete.
Hey, you say it bounced off of Arredondo's hands. I think it just bounced off his shoulder pads. I don't know that he ever got those hands up.
He was in the way anyway.
Yeah, he did. We'll call it a pass breakup.
Well, and admittedly, my eyes had kind of drawn over to Connor Dancer, who looked to be open up here on the left side, a little deeper, a little back shoulder throw. And Lathers could have hit him, but they come down now on 2nd and 10. It looks like Lathers is going to throw out a shotgun. Now pulls it down, and he's going to escape 50. And it near the chains, so he's got about 9 yards. We'll see where the spot is, but they might move the chains again there with another Lathers. I don't know. Again, it looks like he's going back to pass, and then he pulls it down. Maybe a design QB draw, but it's a 1st down again for Lumen. Now at the Hudson 47-yard line. 40 seconds to play till we get to the half. Looks like we've got a timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll come back and wrap up the first half. 21-0 Lumen here at WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, Brian, we got a score in from Napoleon. Now, Pirates lead Manchester 7-0 with 7:51 left in the half. And 29-yard TD pass from Grant Bradley to Trent Jester.
Michigan baseball commit, Grant Bradley.
Oh, yeah. A couple guys we remember from the hoop season, too. Shotgun back to throw on 1st down, and Lathers looking for Cadell Williams deep, and he goes up a one-on-one battle. Cadell Williams jumping up against, Ambrose Horwath, and neither guy able to come down with it. For a moment, it looked like Williams was going to get it, and the ground kind of bounced it out. 33 seconds to go, 21-0 Titans, 2nd and 10 from the Hudson 47-yard line.
Yeah, I was about to be amazed by that catch because I thought Williams went up and kind of mossed him, got it at the high point, but you're right, that ground just kind of bounced it out of there.
And we got Lawton and Schoolcraft. The winner of this game faces the winner of that one. They just kicked off at 7:30, so we'll get you any scores we can on that one as we go. Rolling out to throw, and now a little comebacker handoff to Walker. And he's going to come across the line. Goes out at about the 42. And so we'll give him 5 yards on that, make it 3rd and 5 for the Titans. Yeah, they do that where it looks like it's going to be a pass, and then Walker just comes back the opposite way across the line. Nice play call for the Titans. 3rd down and 5 now for Lumen at the 42-yard line in Hudson territory. The Tigers would be glad to finish up this last 26 seconds and not let Lumen put up any more points.
I'm sure that's their hopes right now.
It's the best you can hope for at this point, with Lathers under center, Walker behind him, two receivers to the right. Walker clears out of the backfield. Empty for Joe, and a quick out to the Grant Bradley. He catches, or excuse me, not Grant Bradley, but on the mind, but Gabe King, and they're going to say it bounced.
You know, Steve, I was right down the line of that play, and that did bounce, but I think that was backwards. I think that could have been legally a fumble. I don't know. What do you think? Down the line, would you say that was backwards? Or
I agree with you.
It was close.
Yeah. I did see it bounce, but and I think the reason none of the other officials blew the whistle, because they thought, like you thought, that it was a lateral pass. And it looks like they're talking it over now. And I think Coach Brogan is going to go out and see what they have to say, because I think that's his thought, too.
Yeah. Problem is, I just don't think they could do anything about it now. I think this is where, if you're an official, you just say, hey, we had it going forward. Nothing we can do. But I definitely think that went behind him, and that should have been a live ball.
But so they are going to call it 4th down, it looks like, and the Hudson coach likewise getting an explanation.
Which he should be fine with it.
Yeah. Lathers coming over to get a sip
of
water. They are going to replay it.
Boy, you don't see that very often.
Yeah,
you don't see the inadvertent whistle call.
Because I thought I saw Coach Brogan make a signal like it was 4th down, but they are going to replay this. So it's 3rd down and 5 after an inadvertent whistle. Lather's going to roll out looking to throw. Gabe King down the seam. He's got to go to the sideline. It's caught there and hit out of bounds. Connor Dancer on the reception, and that'll bring up 4th and about 2 on that play. And it stops the clock with 15 seconds to go in the first half.
Good tackle there by Gunnar Bloomer. He was alone with Dancer. Oh, 9 seconds here. You're Lumen. Oh, they're just going to let it go. They think they're going to take this into halftime.
Nope. They'll call timeout with 2 seconds to go.
Why not? Launch one in?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
We'll take a 30-second commercial break on the timeout. When we come back, 2 seconds to go on WKHM. Lumen Christi leads 21-0.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minutemaid Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're down to 2. 2 seconds to go till halftime. Lumen leads 21-0. Lathers is going to set up in the shotgun. Nobody behind him. And looking to throw, and they send a blocker. Gets loose. Lathers gets away from him. Throws it downfield to the end zone, and Gabe King was over there in the corner, but it's just a little out of his reach. Hudson had a guy coming at Lathers, and Lathers eluded him easily. Let's that throw go on the run, and it goes a little too deep. Time runs out in the first half, 21-0 Titans. And Brian, we weren't sure what to expect here, but you know, things were lining up to say this is a good Hudson team, defending Division 8 state champs. They might have a little something for Lumen, and the Titans maybe one of their best halves of the year that we've seen, and just came out and shut down any thought that Hudson had of coming in here and challenging them on their home field.
Yeah, well, it started with the first two drives of the game. Steve Lumen got the ball first, marched down fairly easily, scored points, and then got a three and out. So that kind of, you know, those two drives really set the tone both sides of the ball, and it's just been that kind of domination really ever since for the whole half.
Joel Lather is off to a great start with one half in the books. Touchdown run, he's been throwing it around a little bit. Defensively, he's been a monster. And so far, it's been all Joel Lathers and Lumen. 21-0, they lead Hudson. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with more here on WKHM.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we're happy to promote high school athletics. We're also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Cascades Humane Society. Their mission is to connect animals in need with people who care. For a list of available pets, visit chspets.org and find the Cascades Humane Society on Facebook. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi leads. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. And, Brian, not exactly what we expected, but like I said, we didn't know what to expect, but Lumen Christi came out and played Lumen Christi football, and I think they've been playing very well here recently, and it's just another chance for them to kind of stay in rhythm. Joel Lathers playing wonderful tonight, and Derek Walker. The yards haven't been, I wouldn't say they've been as easy to come by as they were last week against Homer, but still, they run tough, and so if you can get two, three, seven here and there, you're still going to be able to move that ball down the field, and Lumen did march the first three possessions that they had it.
Well, we talked about their ground game, and we said that, you know, with Lumen ground game, you do pick up those 3 and 4 yard runs, but they also always seem to have 18 yard runs thrown in there too. So it's not as if you get in a second and eight, you're really worried like, oh, well, we better really get 5 yards this one. You know, there's always seems to be a big run right around the corner for them.
Hudson, meanwhile, we kind of said, you know, when do you go into that bag of tricks? When do you open up the playbook and start going away from what your bread and butter maybe that you always use to something that Lumen maybe didn't scout as much? And they did. They went to the air a couple times. They did some different stuff. Unfortunately, the Titan defense still good enough to get past it. I think an unfortunate holding penalty really really stifled one of the drives for Hudson. But other than that, their offense hadn't been able to get much going against the Titan defense that came out here ready to tackle.
Yeah, you're right. That was about Hudson's only drive of the half that seemed like they had something going. And then a holding call on second eight turned it into second and 18, and that was it. Because you just can't drop back. You don't have time against that Lumen Christie defensive line.
All right, at the half, our last update from Jackson High, Mason had scored, and so we had 7-6. The last score we got from the Viking and Mason game. So a close one as they head toward halftime. And our last update from Napoleon had the Pirates leading 14-7 with a few minutes to play in the first half there. Here at Lumen Christie, it's 21-0 Titans. They lead Hudson. Here on WKHM, let's take a three-minute commercial break. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, and then two more minutes of commercials, and we'll come back and get ready for the second half. 21-0 Titans here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired, before further damage happens to your home, or if your hot water heater went out and it needs to be fixed or replaced, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. Grimes Plumbing can do residential, commercial, and new construction plumbing. No job is too big or too small. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year label warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With five dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022.
Athletes know the importance of working hard and taking responsibility for their own success. These same qualities are crucial when planning for your financial future. This is Casey Sykes with the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. As a financial advisor, my job is to help you define and reach your investment objectives by sticking to a disciplined plan. Achievement on the field and in your finances is the result of long-term effort. We are proud to support the continued success of all our local athletes.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
It's a great day to be a Mountie.
As proud Northwest alumni, J-Rod and I realize the impact Northwest Community Schools has had on our lives.
From the staff to lifelong friends made during our time at Northwest, Jenny and I are honored to be a part of a school that gives so much to the community and their students.
Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Once a Mountie,
always a Mountie.
For more information and to join the Mountie Nation, visit nwdschools.org.
We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
A whole lot of points scored in a district football semifinal, and a couple schools break long conference championship droughts. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The first week of the football postseason is in the books, and there were a number of eye-popping notes from the 128 games in 11-player and 16 games in the 8-player. Maybe the biggest, literally, was the total points scored in the Waterford-Mott-Saginaw Heritage game. Mott won 77-63. Yes, 140 total points. That's 20 touchdowns. It's also the second highest combined point total in state history, Climax Scots beat Fulton in 2017, 84-62, for a total of 146 points. Our lowest scoring playoff game in round one went into overtime scoreless. In the first OT, East Jordan scored a touchdown and got a 6-0 win over Frankfort, giving East Jordan its first playoff win since 1999. Elsewhere, three three-win teams notched first-round wins, Brother Rice, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, and Benzie Central, and three four-win teams also won, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, Sterling Heights Parkway Christian, and Lansing Catholic. The Cougars knocked off previously unbeaten Durand, one of three 9-0 teams to lose in round one. There is one matchup of unbeatens in round two. 10-0 Tecumseh will tangle with 10-0 Riverview for a district title in Division IV. Game balls this week go to Gladwin Volleyball's Erin Brault. She had 31 kills, 18 digs, and 7 aces in a Jack Pine Conference quad as Gladwin won its first volleyball conference championship since 1978. Rockford Soccer's Brennan Karras, his first goal of the year was a game winner, sending the Rams to the semifinals and keeping their unbeaten record intact. And to Anchor Bay runner Thomas Westfall, he set a new school record in leading Anchor Bay to its first cross-country regional championship since 1999.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
A soccer match is about to start. One team is wearing their road white uniforms, the other is wearing their home blues. It's pretty easy to spot the referee in the middle of the field wearing a bright yellow referee jersey. But what if the home team is nicknamed the Yellow Jackets and they're also wearing bright yellow jerseys? Well, soccer officials come prepared. They have a number of different colored jerseys so they can wear something that contrasts with both teams. While yellow is the default color, they can easily change into a distinct uniform if needed, as red, blue, green, and black are also acceptable colors. They may even choose to wear a different color from what the goalkeepers are wearing. The last thing a referee wants to be is mistaken for a player on the field.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. November marks the final month of the 2022 fall sports season. A number of sports have their MHSAA finals in the coming weeks. Boys and girls cross country will run at Michigan International Speedway on November 5th. A live stream will be available on the NFHS network. Boys soccer finals are also on November 5th. You can listen to all four matches on the MHSAA radio network or watch them all at MHSAA.tv. The girls' Lower Peninsula swimming and diving finals are November 18th and 19th. Division I is at Oakland University, Division II at Calvin University, and Division III at the Holland Aquatic Center. Action for both Friday and Saturday will be available to watch on MHSAA.tv. Volleyball will wrap up their season and crown champions in Battle Creek on September 19th. The semifinals and finals will be both on the radio network and MHSAA.tv. Eight-player football finals from Marquette on November 19th will be on both the radio network and the MHSAA.tv, and then will re-air on Thanksgiving night on Valley Sports Detroit. And then the fall season ends with the 11-player football finals at Ford Field on Valley Sports Detroit and the MHSAA radio network. For matchups, start times, and more, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes with Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. Minor water leaks can lead to damage to your home that can become very costly to repair. So if you have a clogged drain or leak that needs to be fixed before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Take peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing will back our work with a one-year labor warranty. Check us out at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Flu season is upon us, and the pharmacists at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy are here to help keep you and your family protected. We're now offering flu shots for all ages. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are still welcome. Call us today to learn more. 517-750-2180.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Brian Haynes at the half. Lumen Christy leads 21-0. And we're just up here talking about what we're going to do with the Powerball winnings should our numbers hit tomorrow. And part of me wants nobody to get it. So then it's the record jackpot when I finally eventually win it.
Okay. Well, I know this. If and when I win, the Red Egg Farm trailer will be parked outside my driveway, and it'll be making me donut breakfast every day.
Red Egg donut breakfast for everyone. I'm buying them for the stadium if I win. We'll do that at that what might be my last ever high school football broadcast next Friday. And it looks like it might be Lumen. We'll see if they end up with Lawton or Schoolcraft. But with a 21-0 lead, what's Hudson got to do different, Brian? Everything?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what don't they have to do different? Yeah. Like, I mean, let's just go with the offensive side.
I wouldn't say different. I'll say better.
Yeah. Well, better. Offensively, you know, we talked about some of those slower developing run plays toward the outside, which I'm sure have worked for them all year. I think that's not just a fluke that Lumen stopped those a couple times. I think you got to ditch that. You know, you are going to have to maybe pass a little on early downs. You can't just rely on passing in the downs where Lumen knows you're going to pass.
Right.
Because that's a bad recipe. Defensively, you know, Walker, Lathers, you have to assume they're going to be running. I think you just have to sell out for the run and make them pass the ball because they're not wanting to pass it up 21-0 for one thing anyway. So I think you sell out 100% for the run and go from there.
Blustery day out here at Lumen Christy High School. 12 minutes on the clock as we get ready to start the second half. Thanks to our first half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. A little out-of-town scoreboard update. The winner of this game awaits the winner of the game between Lawton and Schoolcraft. And after one quarter there, Lawton leads 7-0. Lumen would love to get a rematch with Lawton, the team that eliminated them from the postseason last year. I think they'd love to get them again. Meanwhile, an interesting game. The winner, Napoleon, if they were to hold on and win against Manchester, they would face the winner of Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central and Detroit Catholic Central. And right now, Monroe leads that one 36-28.
Detroit was one of the leading playoff point players in that division, too, right?
Or 51 points. So, you know, that's a tough matchup. But Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, always pretty good in all athletics, just a good
they
program
are.
Over there.
Those are the teams you love to hate. Columbia, Westphalia.
Yeah.
There's a few teams.
The names come up year after year.
Seem to be good at everything.
And Hudson lately has been one of those teams, and this year they're running into this buzzsaw that is the Lumen Christy Titans, and Hudson will start the second half with the football. So that's an opportunity to cut this to two scores and then see if you can't hand it into your defense and make this happen. We're just a couple minutes away here from the second half kickoff. I'll shout out to some of our sponsors, including Fuller's Chem Dry, who is our Player of the Game sponsor every night. And so far, I won't make any mistake about the fact that Joel Lathers in the early going in the front runner spot for the Player of the Game honors tonight.
Yeah, he's done it on all three levels.
Yeah.
Special teams even grabbing a squib kick.
Pro logo uniforms. We got Cardinal Insurance Agency, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center are presenting sponsors throughout the postseason. Thanks to Phil and the team for supporting high school sports. And Brian, we're going to get to work and make sure we finalize that hoop schedule. And I hope you're ready for an exciting high school hoop season coming up too. Our high school coverage doesn't end when football does, as we get ready for the basketball season.
I'm just glad you didn't replace me.
Oh.
I'm coming back, huh?
No problem. Yeah. No concerns about that. We just couldn't find anyone. Right? No, exciting. I'm getting out back out to Parchment High School tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, for the district championship volleyball match. It's Marshall and Western playing. Marshall is the regular season conference champion there. So Western looking for a little revenge on the volleyball court.
That'll be
on
fun.
Saturday. It'll be a good game.
Watch your daughter playing in action.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to text you. I'm going to be in the Grass Lake gym for Grass Lake Michigan Center volleyball.
All right.
So we're going to be watching volleyball at the same time.
All right. That'll be
guest.
Fun. We'll keep each other updated on the scores. Score here, 21-0. Andrew Salazar with the cast on his hand. It's a fashion statement that several Lumen Christi Titan players have been making this year. But it doesn't need a... Doesn't matter if he's using his right hand when he's putting the boots to it, and he has been one of the more reliable kickers in the area this season, and certainly last week he was booting kickoffs through the end zone regularly. So with a little bit of wind at his back, it's a possibility here as well. Titans will be moving right to left as we get going with the gold pants and helmets, green jerseys with white letters. Hudson in the black pants, black helmet with a white jersey, orange numbers.
They just need to get the red numbers going on the scoreboard. If you're a Hudson fan, you want to see that number light up a little bit.
Clock turns over to 12 minutes, and we're just about ready to go. We'll see what adjustments the Hudson Tigers made. A couple penalties hurt some of the times when they had momentum in the first half. And Sales are on the approach. There's the kick. It's up, and it's good and deep. And it's going to bounce and have to be fielded at the 4. Looking to go to the left side, now turns inside it to the 10. And on the return there was Brennan Marshall. And Brian, it looks like they would have been satisfied to let that bounce into the end zone for a touchback, but it just kind of bounced straight up.
Yeah, he looked as if he thought it was going to go in the end zone. And boy, just add that to another play list of things that have not gone Hudson's way so far this game.
First and 10 from their own 10. And we're underway in the second half, ready for the Hudson Tigers. They break the huddle, come up to the line. Out of a shotgun here, and there's a give on first down up the middle. Finds a little running room, spins away from a defender, rolling down the field to the 19-yard line. 9 yards on first down, and looked better already for Hudson there, second and one.
Well, Steve,
start.
You know, we said we might have to pass a little in early downs, but I guarantee you the Hudson coaching staff challenged their players and said, hey, this has been us all year. Let's go out there and smack them in the mouth. Let's start the half off with something.
Logan Ryan on the first down carry, now on second down. It's a QB run, and I think he got first down distance. They're going to get him past the 20, and that'll move the chains on two plays here for Hudson. And wait till the pile clears, but it looks like it was Cannon Mary on the run. It was, and he's going to go to the sideline now, and that's going to get Arredondo into the game. And again, you said he was the more passing-friendly QB for the Tigers. First and 10 from the 21. Hudson trails 21-0. Shotgun here, Arredondo's got it. He hands off right away on first down, and that one goes to Stratman, and Easton stopped for no gain.
And we mentioned Stratman's a big, big guy. We don't have the list of how big, but, man, he looks a couple inches taller than everybody in that Hudson huddle and a few pounds heavier, too.
Country strong appearance there for Stratman. Just a big, big kid, young man there, second and 10. And it's to Stratman again. Nope, play action. Bootleg run for Mary, and Jukes at the 27, pushed out at the 28. So, nice fake and bootleg run for Cannon Mary. Third down, and we'll say 2 yards here for Hudson. First down marker at the 31. That's your line to gain. 10 minutes to go here. And the clock stopped as he was pushed out of bounds at the end of that play.
Yeah, and I think Davion Franklin did a good job, too, of just not finishing the tackle. He recognized they were at sideline and kind of let up. A lot of times you'll see kids get a penalty for a little extracurricular there.
Hudson comes to the line, and it's time they go on a little kind of a sweep give, but nothing doing there. A little slow to develop play, and they lose a yard, make it 4th and 3. And we've seen Hudson go for it on these 4th and short plays, and it looks like they're contemplating that again.
Steve, once again, though, that little fake handoff and then a slowly developing play, as you said, going to that outside, and just almost impossible to do against that Lumen defense.
Titan defense, 4-3. DBs go out in their coverage spots. And it is a 4th down play. Mary throwing it. Has got him in. Oh, what a defensive play. Is it Cadell Williams? No, it's
Hampton.
Hampton comes out and makes the jumping step. He had his man open. And under pressure, Mary got the throw away, which would have been caught. The guy was open. But Hampton, great pursuit and just a great jump. And got a hand out and knocked it down incomplete. And it's Titan football, 1st and 10 from the Hudson 28-yard line.
Hampton doing a great job of being aware of the down and the distance, because sometimes kids will try to pick that off, and instead he just turned volleyball player and spiked it down.
Yep.
Just knowing that there was going to be Lumen ball.
Just to reach out and get a mitt on that is a great effort. And now we have a Hudson player trying to run off the field to the sideline and ended up actually being behind the Lumen Christie line of scrimmage, so they're going to give the Titans 5 yards right away here in a place where every inch is going to count. Illegal substitution, the call. So now 1st and 5 for Lumen Christie, and it's at the 23-yard line. You know, 9:26 to play in the third.
Being a Hudson fan, you come in the half saying, okay, we get the ball, let's go march down, score. Instead, 2.5 minutes into the half, you don't score, turn the ball over, and Lumen's knocking at the door already.
Titans just keep doing what Titans do. Shut down the Hudson offense, and now they bring their own offense out. Lathers under center. Walker is in the backfield. Takes it on a counter play up the middle. He's got room. Cuts back to the left at the 15. Brought down. Put him on the 14-yard line. And a nice gain on 1st down for Derek Walker. And a 1st down for the Titans at the 14-yard line. Just inside the 15, but 1st and 10 from there.
The more you watch Derek Walker, just the more appreciative you are of his talents as a running back. Just a really good one-cut runner.
And this time the give is to Walker again, going the other way to the right side. And he'll cut it down to the 5-yard line. Still short of the 1st down, but by a yard only, maybe less. 2nd and 1. So the Titans can still get a 1st down here inside the 5. Of course, the end zone's right there, too. 8:40 to play in there. In danger of going up by 4 scores here and making things a lot tougher on the Hudson Tigers.
The thing is, if you're Hudson, what do you even key on now? I mean, Walker, Lathers, can be Franklin up the middle.
And it's a give to Franklin up the middle, and he had designs on getting to the goal line. Hudson does stand him up at about the 1, and they'll stop him from scoring, but it's 1st down and goal with 4 plays to score from the 1 for the Titans.
It's usually equal to a score.
Yep, and that, I guess the spot's going to, we'll call it the 2-yard line, but 1st and goal from there is still generally as good as a score for Lumen Christie.
For one, you feel like Lathers can just keep it and get his way in. You pick your poison.
And they give to Franklin again, this time through the middle. And it looks like he's into me. And there's the touchdown signal from the official. So the Titans, again, capitalize That turnover on down from Hudson. 27-0 with an extra point pending in a 7:42 count on the third quarter clock. We got a lot of football still to play. But Lumen Christi running away with this one in a district championship game.
Right now, Hudson, I think, has to really be wishing that they had six less kids and they were back in Division 8 because running into Lumen here is a tough draw for them.
Extra point attempt for Salazar. There's the snap. Hold is down, and that kick is through. And it's 28-0 Titans. 7:42 to play in the third, back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransitmix.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on a windy Friday night, and a windfall for Lumen in the scoring column. 28-0 they lead. The defense and offense, I can't decide which has been more impressive tonight. The Titans will look to keep Hudson off the scoreboard, and the Tigers will look to return this kick. It's a high one, and it's going to be fielded. Bounces at the 10, down to the 6. They fake the end around, and now the guy running to the left side. And he'll get to the 10 and nothing more. And again, that same starting field position as last time. On the return there for Hudson, Brennan Marshall, first and 10 from their own 10.
So you say you're not sure which is more impressive, offense, defense. Let's throw the special teams in there, too. They've been pretty special as well.
That's why they're called special teams. Mason now leads 14-6 over Jackson, hosting them. The Bulldogs starting to look like an undefeated team against a good Vikings team that's, like we said, moved the football against them last time and needed to stop the turnovers and keeping themselves close, though, in this one. As Hudson hands off on first down, get about a yard.
You can hear in our microphones, yeah, that wind is starting to really whistle.
We got a high wind advisory throughout the day tomorrow, 50-mile-per-hour gusts, and I think it's maybe starting a little early as we have picked up the wind up here substantially, and it's a little more sustained wind, too.
And I'm not super fond of heights, so for the fourth quarter, it might just be Steve here alone calling it.
Second down and 9, a little QB keep. He's going to find some space. 22-yard line. That's going to be a first down. No flags on the play. Good run by Hudson. And really that QB kind of play action fake and then run has been one of the few things that has worked for Hudson at times tonight, as Lumen is, so as you said, sold out on the run pretty much. And when you burn them with that, you can get a little gain. 6:44 to play in the third. 28-0 Titans. First and 10, and there's the handoff, and now some room up the middle, in the open field, and brought down shy of the 40-yard line at about the 38, but it's about 14 yards again on first down there, and on the carry for Hudson, Brendan Akers.
And there was Hampton there for Lumen Christi making that tackle, who's shown up a couple times the second half defensively, Britton Hampton.
6.5 to play here in the third, and Hudson, something, a little something working here on the offense. It's Mary under center. And that's a straight-up handoff. And about 3, maybe 4 yards with a good spot here on the carry for Easton Stratman. And, yeah, we'll put on the 42, call it 4 yards, second down and 6. Hey, shout-out, we've got some listeners all the way up in Lovells, Michigan. Tim Licking and Jeff Licking, the Lick.
Right.
The darling of Centerville up there. Getting things ready for the big hunting excursion coming up when firearms deer season starts on November 15th. Listening to us via the World Wide Web. Back to pass is Arredondo, and he's got Someone down the seam. Picked off. Kendall Williams jumps in front of the pass. He's got room to run down to the 40, to the 30. Jumps the defender to the 28. And it looked like they had an open guy. Arredondo makes the throw down the seam, intercepted by Williams. A flag came out at the end of the play. And that could be a taunting. It's undoubtedly unsportsmanlike. We'll see who it goes against. But a great interception and run back for Kendall Williams.
Was a good run back. Definitely going to be one of his easier interceptions right to him.
And I see the official signaling. It looks like it's going to go against Lumen. It's unsportsmanlike against the Titans. So it'll be first down, but it'll be further back than it would have been otherwise.
Titan coaching staff not too happy with the aftermath of that play. See him, tell him to keep his mouth shut, just play ball.
45-yard line, still good field position for the Titans with a 28-0 lead and 5.5 to play here in the third.
See, Williams has two coaches talking to him right now, but I'm sure they're saying, hey, good pick. No need to talk about it.
First down, there's a give to Walker. No, a fake to Walker. End around for Gabe King. Spins away from a defender. Nifty run by Gabe King. He's going to only get about 4 yards, but what would have gone for no gain is a 4-yard gain with Gabe King showing off the slippery spin move. And they'll put that on the 42-yard line. I'm going to say 3 yards. Second down and 7.
That was a good run, but King paid for it as a whole den of Tigers were there to meet him.
Second down, Mathers comes in with the play.
I don't know if that's proper terminology.
It worked. Right, Tiger is another one of those solitary cats. They kind of hunt on their own. But in this case, it was the right phrase, I think. Give is to Walker. And he's going to carry it out to the 35. I like that little misdirection where they fake it to the fullback, give it to the halfback coming across, and good carry by Walker out to the 35. We've got 4:39 to play still in this third quarter, and it's 28-0 Titans. Gifted some good field position here in the second half on turnover on downs, and now a turnover through the air with an interception. This Titans pass defense has proven to be dangerous for the Hudson passers.
And when you add a tough pass rush with capable backfield in good hands, this is the dangerous Titan defense.
And so it was third and short. They say third and short, Titans get the first down and move the chains. And I think they can spot that about the 28. Excuse me, 33.
Boy, I'm going to just come clean here. You and I do a lot of games and we talk, and I feel like prediction-wise, we usually have a pretty good grasp of what's going to happen. Not that we're always right on the money, but I don't think either one of us foresaw this. They're 33 yards away from a running clock, and I'll be the first to tell you, I did not think running clock was going to be something that was coming into play.
First and 10 for the Titans. 33-yard line. Lathers, quick throw out to King, and he's up near the 27, and I think that's where they're going to mark it down. And just giving King a little cushion, and Lathers just stepped back one step, fired it over. King, of course, caught it, and that'll make it second down in about 5 for Lumen with 3.5 to play in the third quarter.
We're going to get a timeout, it looks like.
It is a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. 3:31 to play in the third, and it's 28-0 Lumen. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers. We're expanding, and we're looking for good people to join our team. If you're interested in a career, how about joining an exciting career in a new field, ADAS, Advanced Safety Systems for your cars? Do you know these cars drive themselves? They park themselves? How would you like to know how to fix this? Come join us. We'll teach you how. If you want to be a part of something bigger than a job, come see us. Please apply in person. Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're still in the third quarter. It's 28-0 Titans, and as you said, Brian, a score here, 7 points here anyway, gets the running clock going. But still, Titans got to do the work, and they do an inside run to King, and he's got some room. Gabe carries it out to the 25, maybe the 24. We'll see where the spot is. It's still going to be short of the line to gain, but make it second down and short. And now, going to King on this drive with a nice little inside kind of handoff play that he came through, a little shovel pass a la the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. And we talk about this Lumen offense, and it's almost as if every drive you can just pick somebody that you're going to feature for the drive. This might be the Gabe King drive.
They had a little punch set with King. Now he's split out wide. Lathers under center, gives it to Franklin for the first down distance. He's going to try to get it to the 20, but the defense stacks him up, and Lathers comes in to give a little extra something at the end of that play. I think we got it to the 22. It will be a first down, and Lumen Christi huddles it up. And again, once again, the push from that Titan offensive line on the short yardage play. In there, we've got Connor Berkeypile with the cast on his arm, still making things happen in the middle. And on that outside left tackle spot, always a vital spot on the field, as Aiden Pastoriza. Lathers under center here, first and 10 from the Hudson 23. Pitch out to Cadell Williams, looking to get to the edge, now cuts inside again, inside the 10 to the 7. Cadell Williams has those cuts, and it's tough to call it because he's going to try to bounce it outside, and like Derek Walker, they'll turn it back in, and that's when it gets dangerous. And a couple cuts, and Cadell Williams, what looked like it might be a little 5 or 6 yard gain, has them inside the 10 yard line with a first and goal situation at the 9.
You mentioned this last week, Steve, and I thought you're spot on. It looks as if they're doing cone drills sometimes, like they're going to a cone, just cutting and working on their footwork, because footwork is impeccable.
And it's just the vision to see when that cut needs to be made, and to keep to string out these runs for big gains. A first and goal from the 9 is an inside handoff down to the 5. And a pile of everybody. And it was Franklin on the carry there. Second and goal, they'll put it on the 6. Minute 15 to play in the third quarter. Still 28-0 Lumen Christi, but they're looking to add to that score here. Second and goal from the 6.
And it's just tough when you're playing Lumen and you're behind, because here you want to come back, but they just have drives that eat up so much clock. Makes it hard to ever give yourself a chance.
The game always feels a little shorter. Minute to go, and they give to Franklin again, and he smashes up against that wall of defense inside the 5, down to maybe the 3. We'll have to watch for the spot, but again, that was just collision. Franklin is a collision machine out there, and with 38 seconds, we'll need to get one more play in here before we wrap up the half, or excuse me, the quarter, but it's third down and goal from the 4.
Steve, not that this happens much in a high school game, but definitely nobody's left. This place is packed. Standing room only around the track. Hudson's stands over there, totally full. Lumen stands full, big student section.
And this time Lathers a couple fakes, and he's going to try it, and he dives into the end of the play for the touchdown. And it's 34 to nothing with 5 seconds still showing on the clock, as Joe Lathers does a couple of run fakes, keeps it, and waltzes into the end zone. Although he did have some, he encountered a little friction there at the end, but dives across the goal line, and it's a touchdown Titans.
Lathers just showing that size and strength that a lot of quarterbacks don't possess. And he'd be a fullback if he didn't have an arm on him.
Yeah, he's just kind of you know, you see a lot of QBs play defense, but you see him as a DB out there doing coverage and stuff. No, Lathers is a linebacker and a talented one at that. play for these Titans. The hold is good, and the kick is up, and it's another one for Salazar. 35-0 with 5 seconds to play. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. We got another kickoff coming up when we return on WKHM.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minutemaid Sewer and Drain.
Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi Titans, 5 seconds to go until we reach the end of the third quarter, and did not expect this kind of a score in this matchup. We'll see what Hudson's got left in the well here to offer up against the Titans. Fielded at the 10, cleanly to the 20. Through the middle and to the 30. Still on his feet at the 40. Spins away 45-yard line. And there's the best return of the day for Hudson. And the best starting field position that they've seen, too. End of three. 35-0 Titans. We're back in 60 seconds with the fourth and final quarter on WKHM.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First attempt for Hudson from the 45. And there is a handoff to the right side. 2 yards on first down. And second and eight at the 47-yard line. And I saw on the carry there, Brennan Marshall.
And at the moment, we still have all the Lumen Christi starters out there.
Seven, eight.
Clock won't stop unless Hudson scores. And there's another give off the right side to Marshall. No, keeper for the QB. He's going to throw and bat it down at the line. Joel Lathers bat that down?
Yes, he did.
Just can't get a pass past Lathers. Incomplete third down and eight for Hudson. Other scores coming in. Monroe St. Mary 36-28. That's a final score over Detroit Central. So a big win for Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. They're waiting on the winner of Lumen Christi, or excuse me, Napoleon and Manchester. And right now, that's a 21-7 lead for the Pirates. Two interceptions for Tavion Tanner and Jackson, keeping it close, 14-6. They still trail Mason. And there's another delayed handoff and a big gain up the middle. Arredondo was in to maybe pretend to throw, and he went back like he was going to pass, and then a delayed give, and a big gain for Hudson. That's going to go into the Lumen Christi 40-yard line, and on the carry of that one was Brendan Akers.
That was stolen right from the Lumen Christi playbook. We saw Lumen do that earlier. They must have saw that at halftime, said, let's try that.
And out of the shotgun, there's a give to Hudson, and another big gain, going for 15 yards on that big carry for Strotman. And that's going to get down to the 25-yard line, first and 10 for Hudson. And now the offense coming to life, maybe a little too late at 10 minutes to go in this game, but it's nice to see something happening for them offensively. Still against the first team defense here for the Titans.
And Hudson has pride. They don't want to be shut out here. They want to get this in the end zone.
And Arredondo's in for the end around. And Lumen was in the backfield for the end around as well. Marshall brought down for a loss of 4 yards. Second down at 14.
And what was that one, Steve?
Slow to develop.
It was a slow developing run play.
And there was no over pursuit there for Lumen, and that's really what you're hoping to get there. If you get that play kind of fake to the right side and then the end around comes, you want a little over pursuit, but Lumen stayed in their spots, kept the edge and brought him down. And now they give off again to Akers. He's going to get maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. No, short of it. So it'll be third down and 11 here after that handoff to Brendan Akers. 9:02 to play, and the clock runs 35-0. Titan lead looking to seal this one with a nice defensive stand here, third and 11.
Between Napoleon, Lumen Christi, Monroe, St. Mary's, it's a good night to be wearing green and gold.
No doubt about it. The color green is particularly effective in Napoleon, looking to get a win, too.
Yeah.
Arredondo in at QB for Hudson, and he's back to throw on the third and 11. And going to the right side, it's up a little high, and another interception by the Titans. And it's Derek Walker out there. I saw the four, but I didn't see the one. Instead, that is Aiden Pastoriza making the pick. And so the Lumen Christi Titans take over. The clock continues to run, and it'll be first and 10 Titans from their own 4-yard line.
Yeah, so, Steve, I'm looking at the program, and, you know, we know Big 73 as Aiden Pastoriza, but they have 14 listed as Aiden Pastoriza.
Oh, they do.
And I do know there's brothers out there, the Pastoriza brothers, and I think the...
This is the smaller of the two, I would say, because...
Yeah.
And why can't I think of the other?
I know.
Alex?
Alex.
Alex.
I think that was Alex with the pick. Yep.
So forgive us for getting his name wrong anytime today, because they do have Aiden listed twice, but it's Alex with that interception. Titans first down.
He's big enough to be listed twice.
Timmy Crowley in on the offense now. And on the handoff, Hudson shuts it down. And I'll look for the carry there. And that play, it looks like that was... Owen Matthews on the carry. So with 7:05 to play, 35-0, Titans with a second down and 9 from their own 5-yard line.
This is that point of the game where we see a lot of Owen Matthews, the X-Man, Xavier Gallant, and a lot of Ray Bird, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Looks like Mason busted off a big TD run, 18 yards to take a 21-6 lead. Titans here on second and 9. Crowley with an inside handoff. And he's going to get out to the 9. Still getting a little push from the line. Maybe to the 10. Before he is finally brought down. And on that carry for Lumen Christi, Xavier Gallant, X, as we call him around here. And it's making third down at about 3 for Lumen Christi. 6:13 on the clock. Stay tuned following the conclusion of the game for our player of the game announcement. And we'll get you the most up-to-date score we can from the Lawton game with Schoolcraft. The winner of that one will be Lumen's opponent next week. Titans on third down. And almost had Hudson jumping. Timmy Crowley pitches out to X. And he cuts it back inside to the 15, 16. He's got first down distance, and now they're just looking to grab whatever they can. So they might have pushed it ahead to the 17, but Gallant with a nice little run, cut it inside, got the distance to gain, and moved the chains. Now with 5.5 to go here in the fourth.
Several times tonight there's been that little scrum at the end where the officials have been really slow to blow that whistle. I'd like to see when progress stops them, go ahead and blow that, keep anybody from getting rolled up on or getting hurt here. So, Steve, you're telling me anything short of a Powerball win, we will be behind the mics next week.
Yeah, I feel like even with a Powerball win, I might have to show up. I just might not announce the win yet.
Okay, yeah.
Hand off to the 20, and they might again push it out to the 22 with another big pile. And another carry for Axe Gallant.
I would like to announce to our listeners that if I do win, Steve, I am going to give you $1 million. So now it's official.
Now people, it's on the record. I can.
And you?
I will give you $1 million.
Okay,
if
there.
I win.
Everybody heard it.
Yeah, the deal's been reached. Although, if you want to put that million on the line, maybe figure out some kind of.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Betting with imaginary millions of dollars. Second down and 6 for the Titans here from their own 22. And coming around, X Gallant, and he gets to the 25, 26-yard line. And that's going to make a third down and about 2 here for Lumen. Now with 4 minutes on the clock, a 35-0 lead. And Academic from here, Brian, Lumen Christi moves on and another district championship in the trophy case. And meanwhile, Lawton leads Schoolcraft 14-7 at halftime. So certainly Lumen would maybe cherish an opportunity to repay the favor to Lawton this year and bounce them from the playoffs.
No, you and I talked that we'd like to see that if Lumen were to win tonight.
Yep. And running that play clock down to 4. 3.5 to play, and it's a give to Gallant coming around and cuts it in the middle. Stays on his feet, spins away for a moment. Got the first down, distance to the 34. And a nice run by Gallant there. And he's going to make that to the 34-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans with 3:10 to play.
I would love to see Gallant get to break one of those, because that's tough when you're the backup tailback and everybody knows you're going to run it. They can load up the box, and Gallant just takes a beating. There's just tons of defenders on him. We've seen that several times this season.
He's looked pretty good in the backfield at times too, though, and Timmy Crowley at the quarterback spot. Watching the play clock go down in the end zone. 2:43 to play, and 4 seconds comes up. He hands it off. This time it's going to go into the line on the carry by Owen Matthews, and he's going to get 2 yards. Now they'll give him 3 on the play. To the 37-yard line, second down and 7. Right in the middle of the field, just power football here for Lumen as they try to keep moving the chains and running this clock down. 2:17 to go, closer to the final gun in a Lumen Christi District Championship.
I've seen a couple of those around here lately, haven't they?
That happens semi-regularly here for the football team. I have to go back a while to find one where they didn't get a district championship. There's another give. This time, a new runner carries, and he's going to get no gain. Good job by the interior of that Hudson defensive line as Sean Walicki carried the football. Third down, and they do give him a yard, so we'll call it 3rd and 6, minute 37 to play.
Gonna bring up third down.
Now I think we have a new tailback coming in, and that's number 20, Mason Henry. See if we can get Henry in the box score with a carry.
Minute 20 to play, or 80 seconds if you like, Brian.
I love that. You know I do.
Crowley will let that run down to the play clock. 3 seconds. Gets the play off. Gives it to Gallant. Looking to go to the outside on the right now. Cuts in. Runs into a guy. And I don't know if he's going to get back to line of scrimmage. Maybe that's it. Maybe that, but nothing more. And so with 6 yards to gain on fourth down, we've got 53 seconds, and they're going to run this clock right down to inside of 20 seconds.
Yeah. Hudson will get it back with about 16 seconds to go.
Unless Lumen gets the 6 yards here.
Oh, they're keeping their offense on. I thought maybe a punt was coming.
Crowley brings him to the line and watches that clock go down. 3 seconds. Goes under, snaps. Gives it to Gallant and switches arms a couple times. Nowhere to go. Stays on his feet to lose a yard. And a turnover on downs. And with the running clock, that's our last play of the game. 35-0 the final. Lumen Christi, our district champions tonight. They did it with suffocating defense and efficient, effective offense. A matchup that we weren't sure what to expect from. Hudson has a great reputation and defending Division 8 champions in the state of Michigan tonight. Just didn't match up well with this Titans team, and 35-0 is the final. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the post game. When we come back, we'll get you our player of the game and set you up for our next broadcast. The Titans victorious tonight, 35-0 on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offers DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a one-item pizza with bread for only $15.99.
Kelly Express Mart is hiring. Check them out online at kellyexpressmart.com for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. We're all spending more time at home to stay healthier, so make sure it's clean. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net/FullersMI. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4630.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With five dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we're happy to promote high school athletics. We're also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Interfaith Shelter, which provides temporary shelter, basic needs, and essential resources to people experiencing homelessness and poverty. Find them online at interfaithshelter.com or visit the Jackson Interfaith Shelter on Facebook. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you with same-day service. You can take peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing has you covered, and we back our work with a one-year labor warranty. So if you have a clogged drain or water leak that needs to be fixed, before further damage happens to your home, trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Check us out online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, 35-0 the final here. The Titans with a shutout victory against the Hudson Tigers, and it's nice that the Tigers had such a good following here, a good travel, because these fans, I think, have enjoyed watching this Hudson team play for a couple seasons now, actually several seasons, with this really great program out of Hudson. So it comes to an end. Their season comes to an end tonight, and Lumens continues, and the Titans will look look ahead to perhaps Lawton. They were up by a score at the half against Schoolcraft, but two really good programs there battling, and whoever it ends up being, we look forward to a good game next week, Brian.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking across the field right now, Steve, and I see, like, it looks like half of the Hudson community out there celebrating, giving hugs with their players, you know, on a season well done, and for the seniors, for a career well done. And, you know, first tip our hats to all those guys who not many people get to experience a state championship, and a lot of guys over there did.
Yeah.
And I know just even as a parent and a fan, getting to have that experience, go to Ford Field and experience what they did has to be just wonderful. So.
Meanwhile, for this Titans team, after an 0-3 start, they won 8 straight. They're looking great in their first 2 playoff games. It's going to be tough next week, but I think they're up to the challenge. Joe Lathers, our player of the game tonight for Fuller's Chem Dry, and he'll look forward to a Schlenker's Prize, I believe, still happening. But, yeah, just a nice game by Lathers on both sides of the football. 2 touchdowns for Lathers running and an interception. Multiple knockdowns, passes, and also obviously making great plays tackle-wise, and just a talented guy who had a great game tonight, and they'll need him to be playing this well again if they want to continue and making a run toward Ford Field.
Yeah, and if you're a Lumen opponent, what, you know, right now the way Lumen's clicking on all cylinders, I'm not sure where you, you know, I guess it starts with Lathers, but you have Walker, you have Gabe King, you have a lot of weapons. Franklin, I don't know how you game plan to shut them down.
Yeah, what do you try to take away, and what does that give up to someone else? And I think Lumen, for all their, you know, the idea that they impose their will on other teams, and it feels that way sometimes, I think the play calling actually does a great job of, okay, if you're going to try to shut this down, we'll go somewhere else. We're playing matchup football, and we're, you know, we know where your weaknesses are, and we're going to exploit them, and we're going to set you up with creative play calling that kind of tells a story almost down the field. And yeah, Lumen just looks really good. They will run into somebody who will be able to stay with them physically, but will they be able to stay with them with discipline and coaching too? And there are teams out there, and maybe they'll run into one of them next week, but gosh, it feels good to be watching Lumen football right now because they're playing great.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you're a player, coach, fan from Lumen, you're licking your chops at the possible opportunity to get revenge on a Lawton team that knocked them out last year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That's got to feel a little bit exciting. Although Schoolcraft, they've met up with them a few times in the postseason too, so some familiar opponents and styles that Lumen Christi will go up against, and they might be dusting off some of the older film to look back on what they did, and certainly watching last season's film against Lawton just to remember that one. And so we'll look forward to that next week. Get all the scores with us tomorrow, Saturday morning, Sports Saturday. I'll be in studio looking forward to updating all the playoffs, and then bouncing right out of there over to Parchment for some high school volleyball with that stuff going on. Out-of-town scoreboard update. Again, Lawton was leading Schoolcraft 14-7 at halftime, but by no means does that feel like a comfortable lead in that game. Schoolcraft could easily come back in that one, so that's one to keep watching. Napoleon starting to stretch it out against Manchester. Our last update with 2:44 to play in the third was a 28-7 Pirate lead. So looking to walk away with that one. And I got, let's see, early in the third, D7, Elkton, Pigeon Bay Port, Lakers, 21-14 over Montrose. So coming in from way out there. And the final, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, 36-28 over Detroit Central. So it looks like that's going to be the matchup for Napoleon. And that one will be tough for the Pirates on the road. And at my last update, from Jackson High, a 46-yard touchdown pass for Mason and pushed it out to a 28-6 lead early in the fourth quarter. So it looks like Mason, even though Jackson kept it close longer, it looks like the Bulldogs will hold on, stay unbeaten, and move on in their playoff race.
That is a tough Mason team, so no reason to hang your head, I guess, if you're Jackson.
So again, 35-0, the final here. The Lumen Christi Titans shut out the Hudson Tigers. For Harrison back in the studio, and the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we will talk to you next week.